नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय First of all, I'd like to thank all of you by whose efforts last night's public program was executed. It was particularly enlivening that there were many newcomers. It's always inspiring to see new people come to Krishna consciousness. For that purpose also, our devotees, that means you, all of you, you go out and you distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And particularly from tomorrow, all over the world, the annual December marathon of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books will begin. So I exhort or request all of you to see what you can do and try your best to make Srila Prabhupada pleased by distributing as many of his books as possible. I know for many of you this is the best time of the year. I think especially the ladies, as they go out in the colleges and distribute many, many, many of Srila Prabhupada's books. So let us pray to Srila Prabhupada for his mercy to execute his service in this regard. We can feel that gradually there's energy building up, building up, building up in Salem. As people in the town and in the district and outlying areas, they more and more they get to know about this project. Now the temple's coming up. And this is all very favorable for preaching Krishna consciousness. And I trust that you'll find that it will gradually, people become more open and more willing to take these books. As I said in the beginning of my talk last night, it's actually quite surprising that considering the degradation of the modern age, how so many people are eager to come and hear a lecture on the title, How to See God. There's one famous Baba who's based in North India, mostly speaks in Hindi. Who gives public lectures on things like how to sleep better. Well, he teaches yoga, physical exercises. And huge crowds assemble. I'm not accusing him. I don't think he's a very great cheater. He doesn't say that he's teaching anything spiritual in particular. He just says he's teaching people how to get better health, that's all. So in that regard, I don't have any particular complaint about Ramdev Baba, that's his name. But we can see that if there's something how to be free from stress by doing yoga, how to have better eyesight and all this kind of thing, that so many people will like to come. So it's gratifying that people, at least some people, will come to hear about how to see God. And patiently listen for an hour or so on the subject. And from the questions, we can understand that people have no idea whatsoever about this subject. No, actually, that's incorrect. I have to change that statement. They have some ideas, but they're all very wrong ideas. So now I'm going to speak on Sri Vishnu Sahasranama. And this is actually very important to give some real idea of who is God, how He is God, why He is God, what are His characteristics. Otherwise, there are so many misunderstandings about God. Probably the most misused word in any language is the word God. Closely followed by words like love, compassion, and so on. All these words like love, compassion, peace, they can only be understood if we first of all understand what is the meaning of God. So anyone who speaks about love, peace, compassion, gratitude, forgiveness, and so on without specifically stating how all these qualities can only actually be manifest in relation to Krishna, they're actually just cheating people. Of course, such statements could be interpreted in a Krishna conscious way. But without specifically putting in the context of Krishna consciousness, it just leaves it open to the imagination and interpretation of the reader or hearer. So people are in Krishna consciousness, they may think, oh, this is Krishna conscious. And others are not in Krishna consciousness, thinks, oh, it's just a nice saying, and this way you please everyone except Krishna. People are wasting their human form of life without knowledge of Krishna.
Krishna.
So to take the position of a spiritual teacher, but not to teach people about Krishna, is the worst violence, even if you talk about compassion and love. Especially if someone has knowledge of Krishna but fails to give it and instead talks all platitudes about love and compassion. We can understand they have no love or compassion. They're simply envious of others because they don't want to give them Krishna. So who is Krishna? There are so many misunderstandings about God. What was it someone said yesterday? God can only be seen in dreams. Citing the evidence of a couple of expired Gondahel beef eaters. In the North India, they say for someone who has died, they say, well, it's Sanskrit, swaga prapta, means they attained heaven. Or sometimes Ganga Prapta, I suppose, especially if they die in Varanasi. Among Vaishnavas, you can say Golok Prapta or Vaikuntha Prapta. But these people, they exactly fitted the description of what I read yesterday morning from Srila Prabhupada's purports to this in the Shri Upanishad.
Misunderstanding and misrepresenting Krishna and the science of God.
Now, it's not surprising that there are misunderstandings about Krishna. Because he's very difficult to understand. The next name we have here is Ugra, which means formidable, violent, cruel, horrible.
Ugraman.
We don't expect to hear that about God, especially Krishna. Krishna is very sweet. He's very loving. He's very beautiful. But he is everything. Everything is within Krishna. So he's very horrible also. If we ask someone, what do you think of God? He's horrible. Yes, 10 out of 10. Well, it's not the quality that we always emphasize. How is that? Well, that's described in a shloka by Sridhar Swami, the commentator on Bhagavatam.
Sridhar Swami,
Ugropyanugra eva yang swabhaktanam rikeshari keshariva swapotanam anyesham ugravikramaha. He's talking about Nrisimhadev.
Aur Nrisimhadeva pathi solra.
Who is the form of Vishnu who Sridhar Swami particularly worships. So he says that just as a lioness is very affectionate toward her cubs, but very fearsome to pretty much everyone else. So in the same way, Nrisimhadev is very fierce to the non-devotees. But he's very loving and kind to his devotees. Big, powerful animals like an elephant can be afraid of a lion. That is a frequent theme in Indian literature, or used to be before all the lions and elephants pretty much got wiped out. Of lions fighting with elephants. They're both very powerful and majestic animals. The elephant's not so majestic, but is used by aristocracy. But is certainly very powerful. Just as the skit was going on last night, I thought, well, what do villagers do when an elephant goes in the sugarcane field and starts devastating it? It's you just can't go with a stick and say, hey, get out of here. You have to bring a whole group of villagers with sticks, especially burning sticks. Elephants are afraid of fire. But in the meantime, while you're getting all that organized, the elephant devastated all the agricultural efforts for that year. But even more powerful is the lion or the lioness. That great powerful elephant is afraid of the lion. But the little lion cub, who's not at all powerful yet, who's not much bigger than a domestic cat, he's not at all afraid of the lioness. Because there's an intimate connection. So devotees are protected by the Lord, who may appear very horrible to the non-devotees, which is maybe one reason why many people, they don't like to believe in God, because if they believe, then they're in trouble. Actually, they are in trouble. But their non-believing in God is something like the ostrich's response to danger. The ostrich is a big bird, so it's very favorite of meat eaters. One ostrich is like a whole shop full of chickens. So if the ostrich is attacked, it waddles along. But then when it finds out that, well, I can't waddle fast enough to get away, it puts its head in the sand, then it can't see that my attackers are coming to kill me. So the atheists, they want to live a demoniac life, a horrible, violent, cruel life, ugra life. So Krishna responds, yeyata mang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham. He reciprocates with everyone. So for those who are engaged in giving trouble to others, Krishna gives them a practical lesson in how to do so by giving them trouble. So understanding that he is terrible, the atheists, they prefer not to believe in him. But the devotees may also like to see him like that. In Bhaktivedanta Manor, Srila Prabhupada's temple near London in England, when I was there, must have been 1975 or 1976, when I was there, a huge painting was put on the wall. It was a perfect facsimile, or maybe, I don't think it was the original, of the painting of Nrisimhadev ripping with his transcendental nails in the stomach of Hiranyakashipu.
And the coil or
Hiranyakashipu Vakshashila Tankana Kalaya. That painting, that the artist who was painting that, she first brought it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, more blood. You should put more blood. As you can see, blood spurting everywhere. So she put more blood. More red paint, but it represents blood. Not actual blood. We're not doing human sacrifice here. So she brought it back to Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said, more blood. So when God gets nasty, he's really nasty. So that painting was put there, and some devotees were apprehensive about that. Well, when members of the public have no exposure to Krishna consciousness come and they see this, what are we going to tell them?
கிருஷ்ண பக்திய பத்தி ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாதவங்க முதல்ல இது வந்து வந்து இதை பார்க்கும்போது அவங்க நம்ம என்ன சொல்ல போறோம்?
On the altar are the exquisitely, transcendentally beautiful Sri Sri Radha Gokula Ananda. So we can explain to people that this is God, the embodiment of all beauty and sweetness. But if they turn their head 90 degrees, then they'll see Narasimhadev. So what do we tell people? Well, we can tell people, there's also God. If you don't like this God, you get this God. Same God. But he reciprocates differently with different people. Even sometimes the devotees, they like to see that form. The violent form of Krishna. Kshatriyas are powerful and noble people. But they like violence. A proper Kshatriya doesn't become violent unnecessarily. But they do like to fight. As stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Sukhina Kshatriya Partha Labante Yudham. Yudham Idrisham. Happy are the Kshatriyas to whom come fighting opportunities. You can just imagine that there were so many men in the Indian army, they must be frustrated like anything because they're training all their life for fighting, but all they get to do is play ping pong in the barracks. Well, sometimes they get sent off to the LOC, line of control. You don't know that? He doesn't read the newspapers, he's pure. The Pakistan border in Jammu.
Jammu and,
no, in Kashmir, sorry, not in Jammu. And there's also in Arunachal Pradesh, there's the Chinese. But even then, you don't get a lot of fighting. Bhishma, he's a Kshatriya. Kshatriya means has full Kshatriya spirit. So he many times saw Krishna in a very Krishna in approaching Bhishma would do so in a very respectful mood. Bhishma, he loved Krishna. He is a pure devotee of Krishna. But being imbued with the Kshatriya spirit, he also wanted to see Krishna in fighting, angry mood. So he got the chance. Krishna's one famous name is Ratangapani, the one who has in his hand the piece of broken wheel. Famous name means here in South India, I think especially in Tamil Nadu. It's not so well known elsewhere. So he went to attack Bhishma with the finding. He vowed he won't pick up any weapon in the fight. So there must have been so many swords just scattered around from so many dead people at the end of the day. But he picked up a piece of broken chariot wheel and went to attack Bhishma in full anger.
Krishna vandu urudhi eduthindar avaru vandu endha edhuvana aayathiyum upayogapaduthamaatan appdin solli அவங்க வந்து அந்த போர் முடிய போற நேரம் அப்ப வந்து வந்து நிறைய ஆயுதங்கள்லாம் பக்கத்துல இருந்தது, அதெல்லாம் எதுவுமே அவர் எடுக்கல. அவர் வந்து இந்த உடஞ்சு போன சக்கரத்தை மிகப்பெரிய அளவு கோபத்தோட அவர் தாக்குறதுக்கு போனார்.
There are a few paintings of this.
இந்த சம்பவத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடிய பல படங்கள் இருக்கு, கொஞ்சம் படங்கள் இருக்கு.
That what's his name, B.S. Sharma, I think he painted one also.
B.S. Sharma அப்படிங்கற அந்த படத்தை வரைஞ்சிருக்கார்.
But the many painters, traditional, they always show Krishna almost expressionless, but just with a mild smile. So he presents him like that, but it's quite inappropriate for this scene.
பல ஓவியர்கள் வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து ரொம்ப சின்ன ஒரு புன் சிரிப்பு இருக்க மாதிரி அதை காமிப்பாங்க. குறிப்பா இந்த சம்பவத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தும் பொழுது அது வந்து அந்த மாதிரியான ஒரு வரைபடம் வந்து ஒத்து போறது கிடையாது.
Seems like the idea that, well, Krishna is transcendental and he never gets too emotional.
கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து திவ்யமான தலத்தில் இருக்கக்கூடியவர், அவர் வந்து இந்த மாதிரி உணர்ச்சி வசப்பட மாட்டார் அப்படின்ற மாதிரி.
But the look on Krishna's face should be one of extreme anger. He wants to kill Bhishma.
கிருஷ்ணருடைய முகத்துல எப்படி அவர் எப்படி இருக்கணும் அப்படின்னா மிகப்பெரிய அளவுல கோபம் கொண்டவரா இருக்கணும், வந்து பீஷ்மரை கொலை பண்ணணும் அப்படின்ற எண்ணத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடிய மாதிரி இருக்கணும். அந்த படம்
His face is battered with blood and perspiration mixed up with the dust of the battlefield.
அவருடைய முகத்துல வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா அந்த ரத்தம் எல்லாம் கொஞ்சம் வெளியில வர மாதிரி இருக்கு, அது மேலே தூசி எல்லாம் வந்து கலந்து வேர்வை எல்லாம் கலந்து அந்த மாதிரியான ஒரு முகம் அந்த மாதிரி இருக்கு.
Really ugra.
உக்ரத்தை
This is how Bhishma was very happy to see Krishna.
இந்த மாதிரி பீஷ்மருக்கு வந்து கிருஷ்ணரை பார்க்கிறதுக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம், மிகவும் சந்தோஷப்பட்டார்.
This idea that God always has to be very beautiful and mild and sweet and pleasing, that is a misunderstanding.
கடவுள் வந்து எப்பவுமே அழகா இருக்கணும், ரொம்ப மிருதுவா இருக்கணும், அவர் வந்து எப்பயுமே எல்லாருக்கும் வந்து திருப்தி ஏற்படுத்தக்கூடிய ஒரு மாதிரி தானே காமிக்கிறோம் அப்படின்றது வந்து தவறா நம்ம கடவுளை புரிஞ்சு வச்சிருக்கோம்.
அகிலாரஸ அமிர்த மூர்த்தி, he is the form of all kinds of nectarian rasas, so that which that feeling which arises, that experience which arises from wonder.
அவர் வந்து அனைத்து ரசங்களையும் அனைத்து ரசங்களை இனிமையான ரசங்களை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியவராக இருக்கார், அதோட இருப்பிடமா அவர் இருக்கார், அந்த அவருடைய ஆச்சரியத்தை ஏற்படுத்தக்கூடியதா இருக்கு அவருடைய ரூப்.
So we find even among the secondary rasas which are listed, among them is bhiti, which means fear.
இரண்டாவது நிலையில இருக்கக்கூடிய ரசங்கள் அதுல வந்து பீதின்னு சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு, அது வந்து பயத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியதா
இருக்கு. Which means the sense of horror or disgust.
விபத்ச அப்படின்றது வந்து அந்த பயத்தை ஏற்படுத்தக்கூடியது, இல்ல வந்து ரொம்ப வெறுப்படைஞ்சி இருக்கக்கூடிய சூழலை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியதா இருக்கு.
Krishna is the fountain head of all feelings.
கிருஷ்ணரே எல்லா உணர்வுகளுடைய இருப்பிடமா இருக்கு.
But when Krishna is horrible, it's also very relishable.
Krishna idu maari oru koduramana oru thanmai velippadutha bodhu adhaiyum nama vandu adhaiyum nama oru paarada koodiyada irukku.
For those who are devotees.
Yaar bhaktargalaga irukkaanga avangalukku.
And for those who are not devotees.
Yaar bhaktargalaga illiyo.
They have to suffer.
Avanga kashtapaduthaanga.
Krishna is violent and cruel, it may seem to them.
கிருஷ்ணர் கொடூரமானதா இருக்க மாதிரி வன்முறையை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியவரா இருக்க மாதிரி தெரியும்.
Not actually so, but it appears to them like that.
உண்மையிலேயே அது மாதிரி அப்படி கிடையாது, அவங்களுக்கு பார்க்கறதுக்கு அது மாதிரி தெரியல.
Because when there is some impediment given to their sense gratification, they think, oh, this is very horrible. This is God? Ugh, don't like God.
அவங்களுடைய புல இன்பத்துக்கு ஏதாவது ஒரு தடை ஏற்படுற மாதிரி வந்துருது அப்படின்னா அவங்க நினைக்கிறாங்க, கடவுள் இதுதான் கடவுளா.
Just like this question came up last night, well, if there's God, why does he allow this terrorism in the world? Rascal doesn't think he's also a terrorist. If he's eating meat, then he's a terrorist. He's also paying for the animals to be tortured and slaughtered.
அந்த மிருகத்தை வந்து வதம் கொடுமைப்படுத்தி அதை வந்து கொலை வந்து வதம் பண்றதுக்கு அவனுக்கு காசு கொடுக்குறோம்.
So they think that God, what do you want from God? What's he'll make a nice slaughterhouse for us.
கடவுள்கிட்ட என்ன வேணுமோ அவர் நம்மளுக்கு ஒரு நல்ல கசாப்பு கடையை ஏற்படுத்துவார்.
We'll go to heaven and we'll eat lots of beef there.
நாம வந்து சொர்க்கத்துக்கு போய் அங்க நிறைய மாட்டுக்கறி சாப்பிடலாம்.
This is their idea.
இது அவங்களுடைய கருத்து.
So for such rascaldom, the Lord very mercifully becomes violent and cruel towards such persons.
அப்படிப்பட்ட அயோக்கியத்தனத்துக்கு கடவுள் வந்து கொடூரமானவரோ வன்முறையை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியவரா தெரியுது.
Even the demigods,
தேவர்கள் கூட,
they're in this material world.
அவங்க இந்த பௌதிக உலகத்துல இருக்காங்க.
They have some material desire.
அவங்களுக்கு பௌதிக ஆசைகள் அதிகமா
நிறைய. They're also devotees, but they have material desire.
அவங்களும் வந்து பக்தர்கள் தான், ஆனா அதே சமயத்துல அவங்களுக்கு பலவிதமான பௌதிக ஆசைகள் இருக்கு.
That is why after Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, all the demigods were afraid to approach Nrisimha.
அதனாலதான் நரசிம்மதேவர் வந்து ஹிரண்யகசிபுவை வந்து மதம் செஞ்ச பிறகு அவங்க வந்து தேவர்கள் வந்து நரசிம்மரை அணுகிறதுக்கு தயங்கினாங்க.
He was still angry.
அவர் இருந்தும் அவர் கோபத்தோட இருந்தார்.
His anger didn't die down immediately. He was truly angry.
அவருடைய கோபம் வந்து உடனடியா தணியல. அவர் வந்து உண்மையிலேயே உண்மையான கோபத்தை வெளிப்படுத்தினார்.
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would get angry at a disciple and then immediately he'd be back to normal.
சில சமயத்துல சில பிரபுபாதர் வந்து அவருடைய சீடர்கள் மேல கோபம் கொள்வார். உடனடியா அவர் வந்து அந்த கோபம் தணிந்தவராயிடுவார்.
So he exhibited that anger to teach them.
அவர் வந்து அந்த கோபத்தை ஏன் வெளிப்படுத்தினார் அப்படின்னா அவங்களுக்கு வந்து சரியானது கத்து கொடுக்கிறதுக்கோசரம்.
But in the case of Nrisimhadev, he was really angry. It wasn't just something for a second or two. It was real severe anger and it didn't go away.
Narasimha avargitta and kovam vandu nilaitirundhathu adu vandu odane pogala and kovam.
Only when Prahlad came then he felt very happy.
Prahlad vandha piragu avan migavum santoshapettar adukapram avar aanandham adaindar.
Generally the Lord is very tolerant with the material desires of the demigods because he knows, well, there's some kind of devotees and they're doing what they can.
பொதுவா தேவர்கள் கிட்ட பகவான் வந்து சகிச்சின் இருக்க அவங்களுக்கு வந்து சில பௌதிக ஆசைகள் இருக்கு அவங்களுடைய பக்தர்களும் கூட.
But this time he was so angry the demigods were afraid.
ஆனா இந்த முறை வந்து அவர் வந்து மிகப்பெரிய அளவுல கோபம் பண்ணவரா இருந்தார். ஏன்னா அதனால தேவர்கள் பயந்தாங்க.
Even Lakshmi was afraid, but that's a different case.
லக்ஷ்மி தேவியும் பயந்தாங்க, ஆனா அவங்க அது வந்து வேற நிலையில இருக்கக்கூடியது.
But when Prahlad went, then, very nice. He's now Prahlad has come. He's completely free from material desire.
ஆனா பிரலாதர் அவர்கிட்ட வரும்பொழுது அவர் வந்து ரொம்ப சந்தோஷப்பட்டார். ஏன்னா பிரலாதர் வந்து பௌதிக ஆசைகள்ல இருந்து
So the demigods, they are appointed representatives of the Supreme Lord.
So தேவர்கள் வந்து பகவானால நிர்ணயிக்கப்பட்ட நிர்வாகிகள்.
They oversee the functions of the universe.
அவங்க வந்து இந்த பிரபஞ்சத்துல நடக்கக்கூடிய எல்லா செயல்களையும் அவங்க தான் வந்து மேற்பார்வையிடுறாங்க.
How do they do that?
எப்படி அவங்க அதை செய்றாங்க?
Kapiladeva explains.
கபிலதேவர் விளக்குறார்.
He says that from fear of me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the wind blows. The sun heats. Indra sends rain. Agni burns. And death wanders around. Death is wandering around looking whose time is up.
மரணம் வந்து எல்லா இடத்தையும் சுத்திட்டு இருக்கு, யாருக்கு நேரம் ஆயிடுதுன்னு சொல்லி இப்ப தேடிட்டு இருக்கு.
Then again in the Bhagavatam the same thing from more or less the same thing. The verse comes up elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, comes in the Upanishads also. It's from fear of him. Those who are pious but not pure in love of Krishna, they act out of fear of him.
புண்ணியம் நிறைந்தவர்களாக இருக்கக்கூடியவங்க அவங்க வந்து
And Nrsimhadeva is particularly fierce. Kalki avatar is particularly fierce. So various avatars, they manifest particular features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the original supreme form of all the forms of the Personality of Godhead. Because in Him we will find all different manifestations of all different activities and moods. He is very sweet as a young child of Yashoda and Nanda. He's most romantic as the lover of the gopis and of the queens of Dwaraka. And he is furious and terrible in killing the soldiers of the demons. He doesn't do this all the time. He gives instructions in Bhagavad Gita. But those who don't want to accept it, he gives the chance to follow Bhagavad Gita, but those who don't to accept it, then for them, as he says in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarvaharashchaham, I come in the form of death and take everything away. Those who refuse to submit to his love, his beauty and his kindness, they are forced to submit to his supreme nastiness. That is especially meant for the sinful people. Some religions, they emphasize the nastiness of God. The transcendental nastiness, we should say, which is kindness also. But they emphasize that you have to fear God. If you don't do what your mother says, God will punish you. You have to be afraid of God. This is the mood they inculcate. Whereas the Vaishnavas, they inculcate the mood of a pure, sweet, simple love and appreciation of his sweet personality. But persons who themselves are nasty, they take God to be the supreme nasty in a truly nasty sense. And they have invented some idea that if you don't believe in God in the way they believe in Him, then you have to burn in hell forever by the grace of God. This is a most gross misrepresentation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say there is Satan in the world. If there is any Satan, he's given them this very wrong idea. That God is so cruel and nasty that he will burn you in hell forever. Certainly, Bhagavan has his ugra or violent aspect. But Madhurja Bhagavatasa, the essence of Bhagavan's being Bhagavan, is his sweetness. So, Dalitam Madhuram, this Vallabhacharya says, even when he's smashing others, that's also very sweet. That's narrated in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The bedtime stories of Krishna told by Mother Yashoda. So she told the story of Prahlad and Narasimha. Of how Narasimha came and ripped Hiranyakashipu to pieces. It's quite a violent bedtime story, but it's... And as baby Krishna listened, his eyes grew wide. But he didn't manifest the Narasimha form that would have been too astonishing for Mother Yashoda. Would have caused Rasa Bhas. It would have been Rasa Bhas on the path of Krishna, so he didn't do it. But once when Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, visited the house of Sri Vashtako, he asked him to recite Vishnu Sahasranama. So all of you who think I'm bogus for speaking on Vishnu Sahasranama can think that, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked it also and probably recited it daily, because it used to be the standard practice of brahmanas, at least in his Grihastha Leela. Jagannath Mishra would have done so. Everyone did. Everywhere, all the brahmanas in India did. Yeah. So when he came to the name Narasimha Vapu, who is the form of man and lion, which comes just very near the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became... That's called Avesh. She became absorbed in the mood of Narasimha. And in that mood of Narasimha, he ran in the street shouting, "I will kill all the Yavanas," which at that time Yavana was understood to mean Muslim, actually. So all the people there, they became very afraid to see this form. Can you imagine, you're just walking down the street, going about your day's business, and Narasimha Dev comes running down the street in an angry mood, ready to kill.
You பெரிய அளவுல கோபத்தோட அவர் வந்து அந்த எழுத்தாப்புல ஓடி வர்றார்.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing that everyone was afraid, he came out of that mood. And he came back to the house of Srivas. And he expressed sorrow and said, well, I shouldn't have done that. To give fear to others is not good. But Srivas quite properly corrected Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And said, no, that whoever saw you like that, they're certainly delivered from material existence. So that is the difference between these terrorists and calculers and other nasty people who are violent and cruel. And Krishna, when he is violent and cruel, by Krishna's apparent violence and cruelty, whoever sees that, or whoever becomes an object of it, is delivered from material existence. So we worship Krishna as the supreme sweet. The supreme beautiful, the supreme loving, the supreme merciful.
அவர் வந்து உன்னதமான நிலையில வந்து கருணையை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியவரா இருக்கார், வந்து பிரேமையை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியவரா இருக்கார், மிகவும் அழகானவரா இருக்கார்.
And also the supremely violent, cruel and nasty.
அதே சமயத்துல அந்த உச்ச நிலையில அவர் வந்து கொடூர தன்மையையும் வன்முறையையும் வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடியவராகவும் இருக்கார்.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, how to see God? Well, if you don't want to follow the Bhagavad Gita process, then you'll get to see Him anyway, in another way. Don't worry, you will get to see Him. Those who are eager to see Him in His beautiful threefold bending form, they eventually get to see that form. Those who wish to see Him in His form as Rama, with the bow and quivers, fighting Ravana, or as the king of Ayodhya, they get to see Him in that form, if they're actually sincere to do so. Those who want to see Him in His four-handed form, as the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Lord of Lakshmi, they get to see that form. And for those of no interest in seeing any of these forms, they get to see Him in His violent, cruel, nasty form as death.
யாருக்கு வந்து இந்த இப்ப சொன்னப்பட்ட இந்த மூன்று ரூபத்தையும் பார்க்கறதுக்கு விருப்பம் இல்லையோ, அவங்க வந்து மிகவும் கொடூரமான வன்முறை வெளிப்படுத்தக்கூடிய மரணன்ற ரூபத்தை அவங்க பார்ப்பாங்க.
So, which form are we all aiming for here? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly came to reveal the most secret loving pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan.
சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு குறிப்பா விருந்தாவனத்துல கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து மிகவும் ரகசியமா அவர் செய்யக்கூடிய லீலைகளை வந்து
That is described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We shall have to begin at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya yataha. He is the source of everything. Everything exists in him. Everything ultimately enters into him.
எல்லாமே அவர்களிடம்தான் தோன்றுகிறது, எல்லாமே அவரிடம்தான் இருக்கு, எல்லாமே அவரிடம்தான் மறைகிறது.
So we let us understand him step by step.
அதனால அவரை படிப்படியா நம்ம வந்து புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கு முயற்சி பண்ணணும்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. எனி க்வெஸ்சன் ப்ளீஸ்?
ஏதாவது கேள்விகள்?
ஹரி. வயசு வந்து 45ங்க. நான் வந்து பௌதிக வாழ்க்கையில இருந்து அதுல வர நன்மை தீமை கஷ்டம் நஷ்டம் இன்பம் துன்பம் இது மூலியமா பரம்பொருளை உணர்றேன் நானு. பட் இங்க இருக்கிற ஒவ்வொருத்தரும் ஒவ்வொரு வயசுல அவரை உணர்றாங்க. இங்க இருக்கிற பிரம்மச்சாரிகள் சின்ன வயசுலயே அவரை உணர்றாங்க. இந்த உணர்வுங்கிறது வந்து ஒவ்வொரு வயசு ஏன் அந்த கடவுள் ஏன் ஒரே மாதிரி வைக்காம ஒவ்வொருத்தருக்கும் ஒவ்வொரு வயசுல அதை
உணர்றாங்க. Different people are realizing God in different ages, and why these differences are there? Why everyone doesn't realize God in the same way? So why these differences are there? Brahmacharis are realizing in younger age. They are realizing early.
Well, one thing to understand is that although someone may be 45 years old in this body, it's only one body. We've been through many, many bodies. You say that in English? There's something amiss? Okay. People can take to Krishna consciousness at any age. Those who have the opportunity to do so, they can take to it. So, maybe one reason you didn't take to Krishna consciousness earlier was because there was no opportunity here in Salem.
நீங்க கிருஷ்ண பக்தியை வந்து முன்னாடியே எடுத்துக்காததுக்கு ஒரு காரணம் வந்து உங்களுக்கு வாய்ப்பு இல்லாம இருந்திருக்கலாம் சேலத்துல.
Devotees didn't come here until recently.
பக்தர்கள் வந்து சமீப காலத்துல தான் இங்க வந்தாங்க.
But it's also generally true that as we get older we become more set in our ways. Do you know what that means? Set in our ways. We're not so psychologically flexible. Please don't lean on the pillow. If you want you can sit down. Leaning on the pillar doesn't look very respectful.
நிறைய பேருக்கு மக்களுக்கு வந்து பாத்தீங்க அப்படின்னா அவங்க வந்து ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட பணப்பான்மை ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட பழக்க வழக்கத்துக்கு அதோட ஒன்றி போயிடுறாங்க.
Anyway, you can also realize God by the same process that the younger people are doing.
இளைஞர்களாக இருக்கக்கூடியவங்க அவங்க எந்த வழிமுறையை பின்பற்றிட்டு இருக்காங்களோ அதே வழிமுறையை நீங்களும் பின்பற்றி கடவுளை உணரலாம்.
One Srila Prabhupada was asked by a visitor that why are there so many young people among your disciples?
ஒரு தடவை கோயிலுக்கு வந்த ஒருத்தர் வந்து ஸ்ரீல பிரபாகர் கிட்ட கேட்டாங்க, ஏன் உங்களுடைய கோயில நிறைய இளைஞர்கள் இருக்காங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கேட்டாங்க.
ஸ்ரீல பிரபாகர் answered by posing another question.
ஸ்ரீல பிரபாகர் என்ன பண்ணாருன்னா அவர் வந்து எதிர்த்து இன்னொரு கேள்வி கேட்டார்.
He said, why are there so many young people in the university?
அவர் கேட்டாரு, பல்கலைக்கழகத்துல ஏன் பல இளைஞர்கள் போய் படிக்கிறாங்க அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கேட்டார்.
And the questioner responded, well, that's the age for learning. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, so this is also a learning process. People are open to learning at that age. So many people have come when they're young.
Srila Prabhupada சொன்னார், இது வந்து நம்ம வந்து இதையும் நம்ம வந்து கத்துக்கக்கூடிய ஒரு விஷயம் தான். அதனால கத்துக்கிறதுக்கோசரம் இளம் வயதிலேயே நிறைய பேர் வந்திருக்காங்க.
All the people can also study in the university.
எல்லா மக்களும் வந்து பல்கலைக்கழகத்துல படிக்கலாம்.
But generally younger people do so.
ஆனா பொதுவா இளைஞர்கள் வந்து படிக்கிறாங்க.
Those who are older who take up studies, they generally do so with more seriousness than those who are young. Because they've seen more of life and how miserable it is, and they're more, I'm talking about studying Krishna consciousness. In the university they're going, it's not just, because every young person goes, but they have a specific plan to improve their life by education. Those who take to Krishna consciousness later, we would hope that they do so having been kicked very thoroughly many times by Maya. So with great determination to make a solution to the problems of life, they should take to Krishna consciousness.
Anything
else?
No, I wasn't aware of that. No. That's, we won't find that in the standard Sanskrit edition, I don't think. No. There are so many different editions of Mahabharata, including the TV edition. So there are different embellishments which people add. Maybe you heard it from Atmatat. He was very good in embellishing stories. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Gauranitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.